Your thoughts?
Well, I would agree. I don't think you can go into too many nights playing the way you played in Edmonton and anticipating a win. First of all, you don't win the special teams game. You go into the third period down 4-3. In the National Hockey League, those are recipes for not having success. So we know we dodged a bullet, and we know that we have a lot of work to do to get better.
You guys were also talking a little bit against that Cup team.
Well, first thing I'd have to say is I think we have size and speed. You know, we have weight. You know, do we have toughness? You know, I think we can play hard. We can be a hard team to play against, so it could make for a good game. Last time we played them, I mean, it was a couple of years ago. And I think we beat them here 1-0. We're just going to have to play a good, solid game. That's a solid team. They're patient. They wait for you to make mistakes. And you got to be just as patient, and you got to be solid everywhere.
8 of 9 at home. Does that concern you at all, or how do you look at that?
Well, 8 of 9 doesn't concern me. You know, I think we take it one game at a time and focus on the task, you know. We're happy that we end up winning a game on the road, and the opening jitters, you might say, whether they're opening night is opening night. For a lot of players, they want to get off to a good start. So I think from their standpoint, I think that we're happy that that game's behind us. Will there be a little less jitters here? Maybe a little bit less, but the home stand that we have, or the home 8 games this month, I think is a good thing. But you know, you got to play the games and you got to play well. Our task really is to continue to get better, and we've got, like I said, we've got a lot of work to do. But we've got ourselves a win, and we've done some work, and we're hoping that tomorrow's another good start for us.
Is that the benefit? Is that you are at home and you can get practice time in to improve in the things you want to improve on?
Well, for me, it is, because you get a game. Like with the exhibition being what it was, you get a game to analyze. You know, we were hoping to have 2 practices. We end up having 1 because of different needs that we're looking at. So for us, we have a game to really to assess and break down. There was a fair bit of mistakes there, but you know, there was also some good things that happened in the game. And so, you know, we try to repair the things that we didn't do so well, and just focus on a couple areas and then go from there. And that's what we've done today. We did today. Well, when I talk about patience, and that you're going to get home ice jitters and opening night jitters, at least for the first 10 minutes, but it's the newness of playing the first game in the National Hockey League is over for us now. It's the second game, and I think that's how we're kind of going to look at it a bit. And so when I talk about patience in our game, I'm talking about patience in some areas of our game. And so when I talk about that is annoying. When I talk about patience, you know, I don't think it's mixed. Let's put it that way. You know, we want to be energized. We want to play with energy and passion, if that answers your question.
Yeah. So the patience has to do, is it a positioning thing then? Just understanding where you need to be in your own zone when you're transitioning?
Well, I'd like us to be more patient, more in our own zone. That's where we're impatient for me right now, and that's where we're getting into some trouble. And that's what we're trying to stabilize a little bit more, what we're doing, where we're going, what we're trying to get done in there. It's not the patience and the offense. It's just some areas we're working hard but not necessarily intelligent. And I want us to work hard but more intelligent. And a part of that is patience.
How do you see Eric Tangrady's role evolving early in the season, if at all?
As a player, you said?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's hard to say exactly where his role is going to be. We saw his game a little bit last year. Right now, between him and Wright, they're kind of competing for the same position. Where is that? What is that? They can both play different situations, as in, you know, I don't know, third line, fourth line, either wing. They can both do that. They kind of compete with each other. What I'm trying to figure out with Eric Tangrady and Wright is exactly what we've got here, because there's some growth in both their games. I like both their games. They've got size and speed. Wright especially's got a little bit more speed, and Tangrady more size. But I want to see who can provide a little bit more offense. And I'm going to give Tangredi an opportunity just because of the play and a couple of plays that got made the other day. And we'll go from there. But for now, it's not really. It's just a situation where I'm looking to see what fits. Because Wright was pretty decent with that line as well. I thought that line was pretty good with Jokinen. So we'll just wait and see.
Might you actually go game to game if the guy makes a good play? Is he moved up?
Well, I think you look to do things like that all the time. You're going to be patient to a degree. You're going to juggle people around. You're going to move some things and some parts around. So I don't know that you can always just look to stabilize the lines and say, okay, we're going with this group for 10 games. You don't play well. You move out of the way. Somebody else is coming in. So that's up to them. Well, I think there's a couple of things that is advantageous for him coming here. Is we don't have the depth that Pittsburgh has, and there they tried an opportunity for him, and they felt that they could move on, or they had other people, or whatever, they decided to move on. But I've liked the growth in his game from last year, and I think he sees opportunity here, and certainly opportunity in the chance he's going to get to play. So I think that helps him out. I've seen some escalation in how he's played from last year to the end of the year, or when we got him to the end of the season, and we're just hoping that progresses. You know, we're being patient, but he's a guy that looks like he can be a player. What role he's going to fall into, I don't know. Right now, is it third, fourth? It might be second. I'm not sure. That will depend on him. Like everybody, you're hoping to continue to see growth. But I think it's a great opportunity for him, as other guys as well. There's other guys in that same boat, you know.
His pass the other day surprised you?
You know what? Like, and I don't want to single out only Eric, because Wright has done a lot of the same things. The pass was a good play that I thought was pretty good. He's got pretty good hands, so I'm going to take a little look there. Did it surprise me? I was pretty happy, let's put it that way. You know, I think the big thing with him is that it was a smart play and very patient. He's very big in front of the net, and the reason I say I don't want to ignore Wright, because Wright goes to the net just as well. Tangredi's a little bit bigger. Who can have poise in front of the net? To me, that was a poised play. Can he do it again? I don't know. We'll see. Because, you know, to me, it's a toss-up between those two guys. Who's going to step forward?